Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you just miss that boom bap. A lot of tough guys out here. Let's chat.
Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like the role you're being for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hard, but hard is gotta be rightly defined. You'll find there's a hardness that's heartless, that's not like God is. God's got a heart that's rugged just like the crosses. Crosses around, I'll tell you what hard is. Having the power to get off a cross but not floss it. So put your hardness down and let your heart abound. Let's chop it up about a God, see where this God is found. He's in the heart of scripture, our pictures of no-no op. We look to Jesus, he was his only photo op. Drop, give him the worship that he deserves. He seated up in the heavens, and yes, he created earth. Jacob's ladder, bridging the gap, which only occurred when Adam took a bite from his mat, and when she said, her. This began the need for man to have a cardiogram inside of his heart. The song, God's heart was a bleed for man. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like the role you're being for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard. I know dudes with bad shoes from the weight of the world. No job would think they're hard as they can lay with a girl. I know sisters that are mad rude, dating a bad dude, quick to blast.
Hold on. DJ Screechy, scratch on your ones and twos, and y'all know how it go. We about to run that back, man. Shouts out to the homie Ambassador, man. Everybody who making that music for the Lord, man. Y'all keep on doing that thing, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We'll be right back in a minute.
Sometimes you just miss that boom bap. A lot of tough guys out here. Let's chat.
Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like the role you're being for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard.
Everybody wants to be hard, but hard is gotta be rightly defined. You'll find there's a hardness that's heartless, that's not like God is. God's got a heart that's rugged just like the crosses. Crosses around, I'll tell you what hard is. Having the power to get off a cross but not floss it. So put your hardness down and let your heart abound. Let's chop it up about a God, see where this God is found. He's in the heart of scripture, our pictures of no-no op. We look to Jesus, he was his only photo op. Drop, give him the worship that he deserves. He seated up in the heavens, and yes, he created earth. Jacob's ladder, bridging the gap, which only occurred when Adam took a bite from his mat, and when she said, her. This began the need for man to have a cardiogram inside of his heart. The song, God's heart was a bleed for man.
Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like the role you're being for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard.
I know dudes with bad shoes from the weight of the world. No job would think they're hard as they can lay with a girl. I know sisters that are mad rude, dating a bad dude. Quick to blast you when you order your fast food. This religious talk, cause this life is a frigid walk. Bills stack up, but dollar bills are like a midget short. Dad's trip, dad's split, gotta get him in the court. Mom's trip too, they think they got the right to get abortion. It's distortion, don't tell me your view's right. It's red, yellow, or green, but you claim to see a blue light. You seem to see what you like, in your eyes, you right, you tight. But that's when things get messy like a food fight. Why? Cause that's when tragedy hits. So disparity hits you to the fact we're shady like when there's an eclipse. It's no boasting, you dig? Better learn this player. You might be hard but can't hardly earn his favor.
Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard.
roll your beam for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard. Tell me, it's hard carrying a heater, rocking a white beater on lock, rocking strike like Adidas. Or being all tatted, looking like you're all mad at everybody, or rather like you're all that. I say nah, it's keeping the job, being a pop and a mom. The glory of Christ was dropped like a bomb. Who came to earth in a dirt suit, dropping the song. Dressed poorly but flex glory, like you're out to the prom. Now, somebody might be sitting in a cell block, or texting on their cell now, listening to well. I figured they'll be shell-shocked, like heaven just let some mail drop by a rapper who happens to be a male. Now watch this mail drop. Dig the trend now, the king has got the men now. Since we're all sinners, we're sent to the lost and bound. We keep it cross-centered, no forcing, we're often found. In the heart of the Texas, like we're the Austin town. I got a wish list, I wish this, you know the Lord. It's not Christmas, but the gift is we show them all. And you know he's raw, and you know he calls. And you know we need him like the verb show anymore. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like the roll your beam for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like it when we're bringing it hardcore. That's why we're bringing it hard. Everybody wants to be hardcore. Everybody wants to be hard. You like to roll your beam for this hardcore. So yes, Lord, we're bringing it hard.
Was crackling, man. Woman, you are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? We up in here, man. Today's topic, y'all can't kill us. That right? Y'all can't kill us. God got this. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? For sure, man. I'm Young G. As long as God give it to me, what it is, King. Mike, check.
Yep. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Fireman, you know what we come to do. We turning up, man. I'm feeling good, feeling great, man. I can't wait, man, to pull up later on, man. We celebrating. My little girl turning five, man. You know what I mean? So it's a celebration of life, man. Resurrection of the Christ, boy. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. We up in here, man. About to jump into it, man. Before we move further, we're going to open up with prayer, man. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way, Father. Thank you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you most of all for your love. Father, I ask you right now to come into the broadcast. I ask you to lead our hearts, guide our hearts and minds. Father, let us say what you have us to say, Father. Water the seed that we'll be planting on this day, Father. Give us the understanding so we may overstand in this wicked land. Father, let your will continue to be done. Continue to lead us and guide us. In the name of Jesus, we now decrease so that you may increase in us, Father. Get the glory from this broadcast today. Keep back the hand of the devourer. Satan, the Lord rebukes you, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, and let this broadcast go the way you want it to go. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, man. This is when
what we talking about today, King?
You know, this kind of like part two from last week. You know what I'm talking about? But this topic is called "Y'all Can't Kill Us" because God got this. You know what I'm talking about?
After they done shot my little brother. Okay.
Right, they done shot my little brother, but y'all can't kill us. God got this. He got the whole world in his hand. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey,
we about to get into it, man. You know we about to get into it because, like I said, it's the continuation of last week. You know what I mean? And, yeah, we was hot as fire. You know what I'm saying? Go against all, you know, injustice. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm talking about? That go for your new world order, too. Ain't nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to start this broadcast off just like this, man. We're going to get into the scriptures. We touched on these scriptures last week, but I like what you were saying, bro. I was listening, reviewing the broadcast from last week, and I heard you say, man, this ain't no just Generation X. This Generation Exodus. We exiting up out of all this oppression. We exiting up out of all this wickedness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Exiting up out of Satan's influence. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We entering into the kingdom of God. You. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let me go ahead and jump into this, man. Let's go. I'm finna read from Exodus. And God just gave me these scriptures today, but we touched on them last week a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
now where you coming from? Now where you in X, you say you in Exodus?
Exodus. Generation Exodus. All
right.
Yes, sir.
Let me get my strap, man. Let me go and get the tool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Exodus. Say this word. God chapter. Is like a tool. His word, the tongue, is a two-edged sword. So if you load your tongue up, you know what I mean? The word pierces going in. This word of God pierces going in and it pierces going out. That's that word of God. So I'm going to load up my mouthpiece, man, which is the most powerful weapon. I'm about to load up my mouthpiece with this fire of God, man, so we can breathe fire, boy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Easy, yeah.
I'm on my cool today, man. I'm at the table, man, with my youngest son. Me too. I got me some tricks in the bowl, man. Silly rabbit, you know. Who say tricks up for kids, man? You know what I'm saying?
Tricks up for young G.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just feeling good, man. When you done went through what God done brought me through, man, you just can't help but feel good. You remember last time now, this time last week now, 7 days ago, I was feeling a different way when I first hit the broadcast. Now, today I hit the broadcast running, so I'm feeling good for something. You know what I'm talking about? And it all started 7 days ago. You know what I mean? God started stirring up something in my spirit listening to this broadcast last week. And through last week to this week, I've been in God's face every day. And
all right.
There's something about being in his face. You see, there's a difference when you pray. But see, when you in his face, King.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. See, that's how you come up. See, that's how you get these. See, they don't know how when hip-hop, the Christ is still running. And we've been doing this for like 4 years. Strong now.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they don't know how we still running through all the opposition. But see, they don't know that Oasis over here. See, you can't toot your own horn, partner. So sit down. I'm going to do it for you. You dig what I'm talking about? You can't do that. Yeah, I did. So sit down, kick your feet up, homie. Let me toot that horn right quick. You understand that? Check this out, man. The reason why we keep coming up with these broadcasters that's moving storms and knocking down barricades is because somebody done been in his face. Whose face?
Right.
Somebody done been in God's face, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this broadcast is all live. It's not scripted. It's not practiced. It's 100% transparent, and it's 100% live as God leads.
Right.
So, you know, you got to know that, you know, we have fun over here. We be wise, and we be telling on ourselves because we transparent, we honest, and we be bringing you the truth. But you do need to know that before you tune into this broadcast on Saturday, somebody had to be in God's face so that we can know
Amen.
What to say to you. And so when you hit this broadcast, I don't know why I'm being led to say this, King, but for some reason I feel led to tell the people that when you tune into this broadcast, it's time to start taking God's word serious. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because he's resurrecting messengers all from all four corners of the earth. And he's resurrecting his spirit, and his spirit is about to dwell among the earth with his people. So when hip hop comes to Christ, this is a new thing that we're doing now. Yeah, I know y'all just heard us last week, and you just heard us the week before that, and you heard us 4 years before that. But this season, starting today, if the spirit of the living God be alive in me, I prophesy that this day, this broadcast is about to take a turn. But you got to take it serious because God is about to be speaking some real business to his children. So if you're on here and you're thinking it's a game and you're thinking it's playing, I urge you to repent now for that sideways thinking and ask God to renew your mind frame because it's about to be a change. I told y'all a long time ago when they was hollering about a recession. I told you my father was just resetting. See, I got some more spiritual and physical confirmation regarding that. So I'm giving God glory, King, already. I don't know why I feel like this, man, but I just feel like saying hallelujah. For no
hallelujah.
Reason at all, I just feel like saying praise God in the presence
hallelujah.
Of all y'all. I thank him. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for what you done for me. I thank you for what you finna do through me.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for what you're doing through Oasis. I thank you for what you're doing through When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, God. We talking about, we overseas with this, God. This got to be you. Come on, man. I'm sitting in the hood right now, but my voice is being heard in Iceland and Germany and Nigeria. Only God can do that because only He is omnipresent without that satellite. Yeah, see, God was omnipresent before they had a satellite. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you already know what it is, King. I'm going to be quiet, man, but God put that fire in me, bro. I feel like burning something.
So we going to burn something. Before they broadcast, we about to set it on fire right now, like they did with the shooting shield. We're about to set it on fire. Yes, sir. All right, here we go. Exodus chapter 1. Let's go to verse 12. Y'all can't kill us. God got this. He got the whole world in His hand. For real. Still. You know what I'm talking about?
In His
hand. That's why y'all can't kill us. God got this, man. And guess what? The one that's killing, y'all that's killing, stealing, killing, and destroying, y'all got the answer to God for this. Why you think you get away with it on earth? God see you. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. So Exodus 1, chapter number 12 says, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Run that back, DJ Squizzy Scratch. Scratch that. Run it back.
But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. That means the weapons that they use. See, God said no weapon formed against you going to work. That means what they doing to us is making us increase, multiply, and grow more, closer to God. Go ahead, King. What's up?
Wait, bro. You said, nah. Nah, hold up. Because I know I'm tripping. I know I can't hear what I thought I just heard you say or what I thought I just heard you read from the Word of God. Now, did you say the more that they afflicted them, the more they grew?
And multiplied.
Is that what you just said?
Yep, the more they multiplied and grew.
Okay, so let me get some substance for this. So they multiplied, the affliction multiplied the people.
Right. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
So basically,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're telling me that the affliction, you're telling me that the affliction is what caused the people to what? Draw together?
Right.
To care for
they're
one
unifying
another,
the people.
Proud.
Uh-oh. They're uniting the people, and they don't even know it. Go ahead.
Unify. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the affliction that we are under, black people, no disrespect to y'all other people, but I'm talking to my people right now. You understand? Just like you love your people, I got the right to love my people because God told me to love my people. So black people, I'm talking to you. This affliction that we going through, the affliction from the Trayvon Martin and the Michael Brown, that wasn't no accident. It's bigger than those two people. It's bigger than Mega Evers. It's bigger than Rodney King. It's bigger than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's bigger than Malcolm X. We're talking about God here. We're talking about God, the personification of Him, in the likeness of Him. We're talking about you when you look in the mirror, black man, king, black woman. This affliction is supposed to make us multiply. How we going to multiply? Because we're going to unite. How we going to unite? Because we're going to love. And if I love you, King, I ain't finna let nobody hit you. Now, God, Jesus said, now, somebody smites you on the left cheek, you turn the right cheek. Now, get what, O? What you think going to happen when they hit you on your right cheek? Huh? You ain't got no other cheeks, and I'm pretty sure that God ain't told you to let nobody hit you on them other sets of cheeks. So when they get ready to hit you on the other cheek, guess what we have to do? We have to unite
in
love.
Get them in the mouth.
There you go. It's time to fight back. Ah, that's wisdom right there. I love you. Matter of fact, I love you so much. Let me tell you something. If you hit me again, it's going to be detrimental. That's how much I love you.
Say,
I'm going to give you a warning.
No, they say the truth hurts. What? So we gonna hit you with the truth, God. No, it hurt, but it helps. You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean.
So, yeah, let me get back into it, bro. All right. Exodus 1, Generation Exodus, stand up. Exodus 1, 12, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew.
Wow.
And they were in dread of the children of Israel. Now, see, Jesus brought it. He brought it to where? When Jesus came, He crossed all color barriers, all religious barriers, all whatever. That's why they tried to kill Him. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't just uniting black folks. Bruh, they uniting all the people that is for justice. That was Satan stupid behind doing, because that's who we fighting against. You know what I'm saying? He uniting all the folks. Because when we went to the march and stuff, I see more than black folks. You know what I'm saying? But we got to empower our folks. But I mean, we going to empower everybody. because Christ died for the whole human race. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's the same. We ain't going to focus on how they make other folks hate us. We done became, you know, Satan devices is old, man. So that it's kind of like immune to this. We done got immune to that,
right.
And we overstanding that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what y'all going to do? What y'all going to do? That's how you overcome evil.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're forgiving them.
We're God.
You know what I mean?
God is
we
love.
Forgive y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're saying.
Right.
We forgive y'all.
Right. And they
God
can't stand it.
So we still love them. Mm-mm.
Right. They can't stand
that's,
it,
that's
man.
That's where our power come from. Our power
yeah,
comes
yeah.
from the forgiveness. They don't know,
right.
King. You shouldn't have got me started,
right.
man. Go on, man. They're not told
right,
me with you no more, King. Go on, man.
Exodus chapter
this,
number
man.
3, then. Well, just listen in. Exodus 3. Exodus 3, man. You know we come
right.
here to stomp on Satan, man. And I these just the first verses that I got today. Exodus 3, hear what you read last week. We started verse 7. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. All right.
I got
Exodus 3 and 7.
Man, if you ever need some help.
Oh, don't worry, bro. I got you know I got plenty of scriptures. Don't worry about a thing. We got plenty of scriptures on deck. Hey, yeah, keep it handy.
Now we know.
I'm trying to let you go ahead and eat your little tricks before they get soggy, man.
Oh, see, you hear me crunching, man. I'm trying to crunch, man. These chicks, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be soft.
You serious over here.
You need some mustard the minute, God damn it.
Soft
anyway,
you know what I mean?
All right, Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 7. It says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people. Anybody who follow Christ is a child of God, children of Israel. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. You know, your boss want to boss you around on the job and all that stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know their
master.
Sorrows. Right. I know their sorrows. So that means Jesus knows how you feel. Jesus feels you. You know what I'm talking about? He know. He see it. So I have come down. Uh-oh. Ain't we waiting for Jesus to come back, right? All right. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land and to a land flowing with milk and honey. See, I'm talking about that's going to be your whole mindset, your heart set. You're going to start enjoying life here, and then it's going to carry over into eternity. So that's a land flowing with milk and honey. You know what I'm saying? A land flowing with milk and tricks. Oh, my bad. All right, a land flowing with milk and honey to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, the Jebusites. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And the peoples
six,
all that.
Six different ones, plus Israel, seven. All right. Right. Verse 9 says, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. See what God's saying now. Huh? Y'all
he
think y'all want to do stuff out here?
Say?
The cry of the children of Israel, the crying of his
okay,
people, the cries of his people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
From all this oppression and want to control, the cries of the children of Israel has come to me from all this, you know, want to control and global slaverized stuff. You know what I'm saying? God see the government pushing you around. Come on, man. Watch this, though. Why did it gonna take him to crush them? Cause they've been, I'm talking about, they've been at this, I believe, since this country started. First of all, they stole the country. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, all right. So it stole. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. Stole the country in the first place. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's how you know it's corrupt in the first place. Cause you came, you stole the sheezy. Somebody else was staying here first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, verse 10 says, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me go back to verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, and you know the Egyptians was the government. You know what I'm saying? The government, man. The one that's in control, the so-called rich, the one that got all the sources, except the source.
Mm-hmm.
They got all the resources, should I say. They ain't got the source because they wouldn't be running the country like this or the world like this. You know what I'm talking about? All right. I have also
just
seen the oppression.
Temple,
that right, with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. Uh-oh, Pharaoh is. That sounds like the top. Whoever running this goddamn government, whether it be the president or goddamn the secret little groups, whoever you are, guess what? My father see you. You know what I'm talking about? How you going to be a secret when my – how's going to be a secret when God at every meeting y'all have, every secret little meeting – y'all have God there. Y'all might keep it from the people, for a little minute, temporarily, like Genesis said. But God is there. I'm talking about he everywhere at the same time. That's why he exposing y'all. He shining a light on them demons. Ain't no hiding from him. Yeah, man. So
that was a black
come now, therefore.
Every step I take.
We gon' storm things. Yes, sir.
Every
yes, sir.
Step I take.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
man. You
yeah.
gon' be
gonna
there, man. You can't get away from him.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm tripping, man.
So it says,
I'm silly today, man.
Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, to your government, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, the righteous ones, out of Egypt. Because they not, I made them to be free, and then y'all trying to enslave them? What? Uh-oh. I think God got a problem with that, man. You know what I'm saying? So we up in here, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Hold on. Let me get on. Those are the two scriptures we opened up with in Exodus, the first chapter and then the third chapter. But I got to read this description first. I see you, Big Hurt. You know what I'm talking about? What it is. We don't war according to flesh and blood. Let me put this out there.
Right.
Got to put this out there because you know how they want to take and twist and want to, you know, all the rest of that
cues.
Carrying on. But God, you know what I'm talking about? He the one in control. But we don't war according to flesh and blood, according to humans. We don't use human weapons. But all that evil influence that is trying to get rid of the righteous, it's going to be crushed. It's going to be broken in pieces by God, our Father's kingdom. That right. I'm going to repeat that. Mm-hmm. All that evil influence, all that devil worship, all that satanic stuff that is trying to get rid of this, because get rid of the righteous, it's going to be crushed. Yeah, Satan, yeah. My Father done flipped the hourglass over on you. That's why you running around here crazy. But you ain't finna make God's children run around here crazy. But we about to stomp you out. You know what I'm talking about? Every time you raise your head, or you get stomped. Because the Bible says you're going to bruise our heel, but we're going to crush your head. Yeah, that's in Genesis. You know what I'm talking about? So all the evil influence is going to be crushed and broken in pieces by God. You know what I'm talking about? You the one chose to be a police. Mm-hmm. You chose to work for the corrupt satanic government, whatever position you're in. So let me ask you this, though. This rhetorical question, you ain't got to answer. How you going to control crime when y'all are the criminals? Huh? Yeah.
Ding, 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 government,
all that satanic government. Yeah, you working for Satan. The god of this world system is Satan. You know what I'm talking about? So you chose to be a police. You chose to work for the corrupt satanic government. Not saying you can't be in the government and be influential for God, because you'll be working for God. But if you're working for the corrupt satanic government, right? It's a problem, because it's in Satan influence. Now, how you going to control crime?
It's not the job.
Y'all the ones
doing any job.
Man.
Right.
Right. Y'all the ones stealing, killing, and destroying. Just
they
like your dad.
They want to run the red lights. Speeding.
Right.
Hit the lights on
right.
to make an illegal
right.
U-turn right in front of your face.
Uh-huh.
And then add the nerve to look at you in your face. As they doing wrong, and then the same wrong that they just did, they got the nerve to go a block down the street and write you a ticket.
Right.
Oh, is you wicked?
Right. Yeah, that's what they doing. That's what they should be called. They shouldn't be called tickets. They should be called wicked. But that's what y'all doing. Y'all wicked.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, busters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then let me pause right here, too, to address
our
people. Right. I'm going to address our people, man. You got the nerve to be in the hood and shoot your brother, kill your brother, kill
go.
Kids, whatever, for
what I'm
a couple
about.
Of $100, a couple of $1,000, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing all this. Thou shalt not kill, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then I ain't see no presence and nobody that's so gangster. I ain't see y'all out there in none of the marches or nothing, man, when the police coming out there like they the military. And where y'all was at? In the house, chilling?
They was in the trap, cuz. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. But check this
and
out.
And I'm so glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right. For unto us humans, all of us, a child is born.
Mm.
Unto us a son is given. And guess what else?
Junior?
The government will be upon his shoulder. Yeah,
Junior.
We ain't talking about this satanic government.
Who you talking about?
J-E-S-U-S? Yeah.
You talking about Junior?
God's son. God's son. God's son. That right?
Oh, man. Okay.
Yes, sir.
They
unto
call him
us.
Jesus, though.
Right. Emmanuel. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government, the true government, will be upon his shoulder. That's why I ain't studying this government. And his name will be called Wonderful. His name will be called Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. The Everlasting. He ain't going nowhere. I am. Mm-hmm. The Alpha and the Omega. The Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Yeah, the peacemakers. Yeah. The ones that were marching peacefully, walking through the city peacefully when you was hitting them with the water hoses. What was the reason then when you was hitting them with the water hoses, when you was sicking the dogs on them, and all they were doing was marching peacefully for rights? They weren't even as violent as this generation that you got to face now. See what I'm saying? So ain't nothing new under the sun, but he's Everlasting Father. He the Prince of Peace. Increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. I'm talking about ain't going to be no end. Satan, it's closed curtains for you. Jesus, let's get it, just get the show started. Father, yes, sir. To order it, establish it with judgment and justice from that time forever, even forever, from that time forward, even forever. So real true justice and true judgment, not just saying it, not just naming it. You know what I'm talking about? But this that real. You know what I'm talking about? This that kingdom up over here, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Hold on, before we go further. Big Hurt, what it is, King?
What
Mike, check,
up,
Mike.
With it, Mike?
Yeah.
What up with it?
Yeah. Skinny, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Skinny?
Chilling, man. Chilling, man. Boy, I was rocking with y'all, man. I ain't going to tell y'all what I was in and what I was doing, but I was rocking with y'all. That's why I had Fred 1 year, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
but it three things I really want to say something like that. I want to like touch on two touching on. First thing you talking about is we not supposed to fight against flesh, right? And people be like, oh, how can y'all talk about such gays? The Illuminati. It's not that we going against them. We're not going against Satan. We're not going against the people. Because God created them. We're going against the spirit. You know what
right.
I mean?
Satan from
it's the demonic spirit that got them believing this and doing this and writing this and doing this. It's not they slave. Because how many times
that evil influence.
And people come to and be like, I ain't even know what was happening. You know, they were like, I ain't know where I was at or what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the flesh. The flesh really don't know what's going on. It's the spirit that's over them that be controlling them. And so we not going against flesh. We not supposed to fight flesh. If that was the case, true, we need to be out here strapped up with guns, hitting up, taking
right.
Just pick them up. You know what I mean? Or just going to jet busting, but we ain't. Now, I mean, we doing it in a different way. We going against the spirit. Instead, they'll come for our flesh, and they'll make us think, oh, yeah, we go against their flesh. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's not what it is. You can't say, I don't like that person. You say, I don't like that person's spirit. You feel me?
Right.
It's not that person. It's just the spirit that's over that person. Like, if a person, let's say, if a person is gay, you shouldn't be like, yeah, I don't like such and such because he's gay. I don't like such and such spirit. You feel me? I don't like their spirit. You know what I mean? You pray for them. You know what I mean? You try to take their spirit out of them. You know what I mean? Because, look, man, we got the power to take the demons off. See me do, so should you do. So we should be doing what he did and healing them, you know what I mean, and making demons flee. You dig? That's our job.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the second thing I want to say something about was about history. History repeat itself, bro. Think about it. It's the same exact thing, bro. Just completely different. Like how Martin Luther King was marching for that right. Bro, what were we doing the other day? March for our right. March for justice. We just out there walking around the left. The same exact street that they walked on. You feel me? The same exact street. We walked by his house. You know what I mean? Same exact street they marched on. We marched on.
Feet hurt to death, still out there walking.
Yeah. Yeah, with Trey. You know what I mean? We
yeah.
We push. You know what I mean? We didn't go through the exact same thing today. We didn't get water holes. We didn't get, well, in Ferguson, you know what I mean? They were getting some stuff, you know what I mean? But we wasn't getting that down here. I was saying, we was getting, you know what I mean, foot, eight, calf, muscle, crown, you know, and stuff like that. But we marched, though. You feel me? And we doing the exact, not even thinking about it, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, I ain't hearing that one person, yeah, this is the same thing all the kingdom was doing. Now, they was like, nah, let's go. That's how they said, let's go. We going this way. We going this way. Now you think about, yeah, man, these are the same exact streets that they marched on. These are the same exact streets. You know what I mean? We out there just like them. And instead of police, you know what I mean? And I feel like kind of, I don't know. I feel like the Atlanta Police Department was supporting us. I don't think they was like making sure. I think they was kind of supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I was feeling like. Like, they was like, okay, they ain't riding, so you know what I mean? We're going to ride with them. So, you know what I mean? That's why they were stopping the traffic for us, you know what I mean?
Right, they blocking the street for us. Right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I ain't going to say they were supporting us, King. I ain't going to say that. But yeah. I'm going to say they was doing their job, because whether they was riding with us or not, we wasn't moving. We wasn't getting out the street. So they were not there to help us. They was out there to maintain what they consider order and structure, because had they not gone before us and stopped the traffic, then guess what? You would have had a whole bunch of people sitting at the interstate with a whole bunch of people walking through the middle of the street. So you would have had chaos. Yeah. So I'm just going to be honest, bro. I don't think for one minute they was out there supporting us.
What I'm saying, like, it's like the same way it's bad cops. Like, it's good cops. I mean, I heard a lot of police officers, like, actually dissing, like, yeah, what they did was wrong. They shouldn't have did. Like, what I'm saying is actually good cops. That's what I was saying. I mean, probably
messed up. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you're right about that.
You know
and
I mean?
At the same time, you know, God was there, and he, you know what I'm saying, he override everything. So even if they was there to try to control us or lock us up, God turned that thing into, I make your enemies your footstool. And they, like I said, man, they, like you were saying, they started blocking all the street, man, because like Genesis said, we weren't going to stop anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
but go ahead, Big Hurt.
Did y'all see how many police cars was behind us, bro? Like, it was more police calls than it was people with us by the end of the night.
But you got to also remember that they were trying to entrap us. You got to remember, when we was on Peace Street right in front of where that Hooters at and all of that, you got to remember that was a part of they set up. They called those paddy wagon vans to put us in it. They ain't called those paddy wagon vans to shield us and protect us. You know, we was led by the Spirit, so we knew, just like Jesus did. When it was time to bust a move, Jesus bust the move.
Bust
so when they came to do
what
they got ready to do, they couldn't find them. That's what happened out there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because let's be real. Their agenda was not to support us. Their agenda was to shut us up and get us out of there. Those paddy wagon vans kept putting up, them vans was to put us in. You understand? Those motorcycle cars, the motorcycles and the cars, the motorcycles went before us. Why? Because if they didn't, then the people up ahead, not knowing that we're on the way, it would have caused chaos in the traffic, and in the streets. So you got to remember now, Satan was still out there trying to look and find something to accuse. Please don't forget, the fans was not out there just for show. Believe that. They was trying to steal the fans.
But they turned into a show. It turned into a show because God in control of that thing. Screw Satan.
That was
he worked for God.
Then when that many of us, you know what I mean? Think about it. It was like, I'd say about 20 of us. Bro, they had like 17, 18 police cars behind us. And I mean, that's too many cars for us. That's why I say I kind of felt like they were kind of supporting. You know what I mean? Because that's too many cars for us. I don't think they was like,
they came out there to lock some folks up, but then they ended up supporting the cause. Because God
is
the one that controls everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because God overrules, man. He's Lord.
And then history though, bro. And then, you know what I mean? O said something that day, and we was like, we were talking, and the dream said, the picture said, is Martin Luther King's dream still just a dream? No, it's reality.
It's reality.
Black. White people, you like, bro, we rocking together. Bro, we had white people out there with us, rocking harder than some of our people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
With the drum. You know what I mean?
See, it ain't about the color no more.
Yeah, exactly. So his dream has
dream is alive.
Yeah, exactly. And we in it. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
And the third thing,
trap. Oh, man.
When you said where they at, you said in the trap. Now, I mean, I thought about that. I was like, oh, man, it's a trap. Exactly. Because they trapped in there. Because they probably think, you know what I mean, I can't go to that. I got to do what I got to do. Because it's a trap. The trap leaves you stuck. You can't
man,
go nowhere. Just like that. Like a rat trap. Like G.S. said, rat trap. You know what I mean? It's a trap. You know what I mean? You probably couldn't make it out because you had to look over your trap. Like, what's it, that Outcast song, Slow the Oldest Dope List. He was like, now you stuck in the trap. And exactly that. It's a trap. You know what I mean? And people think, you know what I mean, that that's the way to go. Like, it's so many people. Like, how to put it? How do I put it? It's like people making it seem like it's the way to go. But it's not too many people that actually made it out.
I'm on the radio about that.
Like it's more people that got locked up and got killed over it than actually and was successful doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy, you know what I mean? And people, man, I know people that's selling everything. You know what I'm saying? I know people that's selling everything and still got a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? And still ain't no millionaire yet. I'm talking about everything. And still ain't no millionaire. Like, that ain't the life you want to live. And people, look, you know what I mean? And that way, I be wanting, I mean, we got to go to a school talk. These kids sometimes, because they be thinking, yeah, man, I'm going to be in trouble. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But how long they going to last before you get killed, busted, robbed, whatever.
You got an expiration date.
Exactly. They got an expiration date on. You can't do that forever. You can't do that forever. You can't. If somebody robs you, ain't nothing you can do about it. You going to call the police? Well, so where you getting money from? I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
What you doing $15,000? You ain't even got a job. Like, you know what I mean? They're going to start questioning you. Then they're going to start saying, God, man, you gone. You gone down the river. You didn't get your money back. You about to spend time in dust. And the only way you can try to get your money back is to retaliate and rob them back. And now you got a conflict on your hands. Now you beefing with somebody that robbed you, and this going to go on for generations. His kids going to be trying to kill your kids. And it's going to keep, and that's how it is in the neighborhood. Like, you shoot somebody, they got a family. Of course their family going to be mad. Now their family going to be trying to get your family or your friend. And so it's an ongoing thing, and it just keep going. It just keep going, and it'll never die down.
Right.
We here to snatch them out the trap. You know what I'm talking about? Here to snatch them out the trap because it's a mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, them folks ain't even thinking like that, but that's why we here.
Right.
To exit about this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Exiting about oppression and all this wickedness, man. It ain't too late to stop and give your life to God. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real.
Yeah, bro. Man. You had to get them
from
one thing
I want to say, Hurt.
Yes.
First of all, bro, young man, I've been watching you grow now for a couple years, young man. I knew you when you was a boy. I had to catch myself because you was a young man now. And see, the Apostle Paul said something that you living, and you a testament. I'm a testament of it. Oasis is a testimony of it. I keep saying testament. I meant testimony of it. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child and I understood as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Yeah.
Well, you are the representation of that, young man. Why? Because you are that young generation that we fighting for. You are that light for tomorrow. You are that young man that you just escaped your 20s. I mean, your teenage years and got into your 20s.
Yeah.
You understand that? Oasis and myself, we in our 30s. So, guess what, son? You are that light to that teenager that's approaching his 20s. And the fact that you are thinking, I'm going to applaud. This is like I told, you ain't got no business blowing your own trumpet and praising yourself. So let me go and do that for you right quick. Let me go and throw your flowers your way too, just like I did, Because we have to know. We have to be encouraged, and we have to be encouraged to stay in the fight because you definitely in the fight. Now let me give you some encouragement because right now you're thinking. Society don't want the black man thinking because you a black man, a young man. But even more important than that, you're a man of God. Now, let's think back to slavery, gentlemen. Let's think back to slavery. Now, in the slavery days, guys, they didn't divide us based off of our religion or denomination. They could care less if you was proclaiming Muslim, Christian, Buddhist. They ain't caring about none of that. You black, you a slave. You understand? Mm-hmm. These are pertinent facts and information from history that we must remember. And just like you said, young man, out of your own mouth, you said history repeats itself. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. Right again, young man. The anointing is all over you because you're dancing on sensitive topics that the average 20-year-old wouldn't even have the courage to speak on. So you got to know that because the book of Ecclesiastes teaches us, according to Solomon, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that's being done has been done before and will be done again. So if that mindset is the same mindset that allowed us to be captured, to be enslaved, it's a method to this madness. What you talking about, King? Well, my bruh Oak just read to me out of the book of Exodus. Uh-huh. Last time I checked, the book of Exodus was general synopsis, was about the children of Israel exiting Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
They're exiting Egypt. Now, they was led out of Egypt by Moses, that old man. Moses was that old man. Now, Joshua, that young man, is what led them. Big Hurt, that young man. Is what's going to happen to the kids. You talked about going to these schools. It's time to activate that. I've heard you talk about that too many times. Let's walk about that now.
Yeah.
Let's walk about that because I see where your heart is at. And you got to know, these kids have to know. These kids have to know that no matter what denomination you are, no matter what religion you are, no matter what you think you are a part of, the global scheme of it, the bigger thing is that you belong to a group of people. A God-chosen group of people. And if we don't know that, because we would never talk to love ourselves. See, love, Big Hurt, is how you're going to infiltrate these schools. Love is what you're going to teach to these kids. We're going to teach them love. We're going to teach them forgiveness because that's the greatest weapon that we have. See, it's not marching that the weapon is in. Huh? It's the marching represents the faith having legs and we're working it. The resistance represents the fact that we have enough courage to sacrifice our freedom or our life for the betterment or for the preservation of a nation or a generation. What we represent is, as you said, Hurt, the same thing Dr. King, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, whoever you want to name along that great list of people.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well add Moses and Joshua, Ezekiel, Elijah.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You might as well add Solomon and David. You might as well add Paul.
Jesus.
You might as well add all of the disciples. Because our greatest weapon is going to be in forgiveness. There you go. There you go, King. Yeah. So when we teach forgiveness and we start teaching our young men and our young women to love themselves first and then love each other. Because if you love yourself, then we can fulfill that promise. And we can fulfill that prophecy, that word. That was what? The golden commandment. First, we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, y'all. And then the second scripture is exactly identical. Like unto the same, we're supposed to love our neighbors as we love who? Ourselves. The problem in the community, gentlemen, Oasis and Big Hurt, and everybody else that listens, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. This is a right now rhema word. The problem is this. We have to get back to teaching us how to love us. And then that love and forgiveness will pour over. Because our walking in the streets and not attacking the police with the verbal F the police, which is what, you know, majority of people were saying. See, it's a difference.
Right.
It's a way you fight. See, they were prepared for the F the police. But see, they wasn't prepared for us to be saying the words that we were saying to the police in respect and love. That's why we had 20-something police cars, about 15 motorcycles in front, and about five or six vans that had nobody in it. Because we were walking with love. and not judgment or condemnation. And I prophesy today that love is what's going to resurrect the generation. Hurt?
That right.
I'm proud of you, young man.
Appreciate
because
it,
I see the love of God alive in you. Now I challenge you to go and put that love inside of these young men. Go put go find these boys and turn them into men. How you going to do that, Hurt? Because you're going to show them, you're going to let that light shine from within. You're going to give the love that God gave to you, you're going to give it to them. And in turn, they're going to give it to each other. Oasis, talk to you, brother.
Hey, check this out, man. You overcome evil with good. You know what I'm saying? If you put a D in front of evil, what's that spell? Devil, don't it? If you take a O out of good, that spell God, don't it? In other words, you overcome the devil with God. And then, hold on. What Genesis was just saying, God is love. So that's how you kill Satan's punk behind. You keep loving, man. You know what I'm talking about? You let God do what he do. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, we got another phone call in here, Pete. Shorty. A call from 478. I hope they're my homie, 478. What up? MP. MP. MP, check in. What up, MP?
He said MP just checked in. Michael Pierce just checked in.
What up, MP? What is MP? What up, though, bro?
He want me to press one and talk.
MP, you already got pushed one, man.
We hear you talking.
You already pushed one, bro. You already on here. What's up, Mike?
You live
what up, bro?
On the L.
What's up,
hello?
Bro? Yeah, what up, man?
People online right now.
What's up, man?
We see boys, man. He asked her how to believe in God. That's one thing she asked her. How to believe in God. Gosh.
How to believe
she don't know
in God.
He asked her how to believe in God. So look, I got her on speaker, too. Hey, I see boys, y'all.
Yes,
sir.
Uh-huh.
She asked her how to believe in God. God. Answer that question. Hello, I see boys.
Yeah, to use faith.
If you love
you
and the
use...
God. Josh.
Yes, I'm listening.
You love... You're supposed to love God first. Do God say love everybody, then love him, or how you do it that way?
He said, well, we got to love him and then love everybody. Those are the first two. Those two rules right there fulfill all the law and the prophet. Love God with everything, and then you love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay.
But you got to love self. The key is you got to love God and you got to love self.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But you got to love everybody in order to love God. That's true.
Well, that's true, but you can't love everybody unless you love God first. Because it's the love that you have for God that's going to teach you how to love self. And then once you get that, that love spills over to everybody else.
Right. Okay. That's what I want to know because that's what I was saying. And that's where I always think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Absolutely. Well, appreciate you calling in.
I'm just listening.
All right, cool, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Appreciate that. That Millersville checking in. Baldwin County.
Millersville.
Yes,
okay, Baldwin well, shout out to Millersville, Baldwin County. I think you said MP. That was MP checking in.
Yeah, that's MP right there talking.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all do y'all thing.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we up in here, man. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Today's topic.
Hey.
Y'all can't kill us. God got this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he got
be right
this.
Back in a minute, man. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Be back. I said he pulled me out of hell, yeah.
off on the block with the rocks and the glass. Off in the casket, box on the rocks. But Jesus came and it came, my soul, and it came and it broke some chains and the locks, and it took me into his wings. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean, on what I mean. No, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no, no, but that's my fault, cause I said I go. And I can lead me to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away, but I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lies, weed and deceitfulness, fornicating, cursing, bonafide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent, parent, 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 parent. I say pull me out of hell, yeah. Cussing when I say that deal, I said pull me out of hell, yeah. And you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being transparent.
Mic check.
Yeah. Mic check, 1, 2.
Fill me with your spirit, Father.
What you about to do?
Decrease me, Lord, so that you can be
well,
me.
Yeah.
I know your people suffer, Lord.
Hey, this is the
king. I know they're kind of
struggling.
Father, bring your kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Resurrect life.
Yeah.
And these young
folks. Ain't no way too long, man.
I'll die for you, Lord.
Yeah. Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting them with these whistles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting them with these missiles. And I'm hitting with these missiles.
He said, breathe fire, boy. Crucify them liars, boy. Crucify death, resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, represent the Christ, boy. The one with wisdom to give life, boy. I know they confused now. We in the game certified to win.
We don't lose now.
They been breaking all the rules now. God told me to check all these fools now. Told me to get in the game and make them move now.
So move now.
Fireman, and I'm breathing fireman. Open up my mouth and I'm crucified.
Well, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles.
About boy, that kingdom music, what? Boy, that kingdom moving, boy. I'm in the game to move you, boy. Open my mouth and pop, pop. I start shooting, boy.
The fire of God, and I told you I'm gonna move you, boy. I'ma hit them on every level, cause I'm sick of them. I'm feeding all this poison to these kids and them. God resurrected me up by the grave, and he filled me with his rage, and he let me out the cage. He told me get them, so I'm getting them. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to get him. And if he got you in my vision, then I gotta hit him. He quit with these missiles and he told me to sick him.
Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles.
Yeah,
I'm out the window. I'm out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles. Who that is? Hanging out that window there.
Yeah.
Represent the Christ, boy. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, statue of the Mount of the Trap.
I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, y'all hear my kid, man. They say a little child will lead you, man. So you didn't hear my little ones, man, in here singing out the window, man. You know what I'm talking about? That was Junior over here, man. Two-year-old Junior and five-year-old Destiny. They say they hanging out the window and they hitting them with them missiles, following them in their daddy's footsteps, bombing on the end. That's how you do it. Show ain't no kin to me.
This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, y'all can't kill us. God got this. You know what I'm talking about? We all up in God's hands. Even the ones who doing the killing, is in God's hands. The one that's doing the stealing, the killing, and destroying, guess what? You're in God's hands. The one who's leading the stealing, killing, and destroying, the devil. Guess what? He in God's hands. That's why we ain't stressing about this stuff that's going on, man. And we hitting them with these missiles. And y'all ready to hit them with some missiles, man? We got scriptures, man. Well, let's go ahead and get into these scriptures, man. Big Hurt, you got that Bible on deck, man? What's happening? I know you read them. All right. We got plenty of scriptures. All right, then how are we going to do this? Let's see here. Genesis. You get John, the second chapter, bro. John chapter number 2. And be looking at verses 13 through 19. John chapter number 2. Verses 13 through 19. King,
it hurt. Yeah.
Get Matthew. Matthew the 7th chapter, bro. Matthew chapter number 7.
Chapter 7.
Be looking at verses 3. Be looking at verses 3 through 5. All right.
3 through 5.
Now, before we jump into that, let's go to Jeremiah, though. Because we got the, you know what I'm saying, we ain't just coming over here talking. We giving y'all the right... We're actually doing this, man. Telling the answers to, you know, how to live this thing. Telling you how to live this thing and showing you. God showing us. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it on your own, but you got to have God. You know what I'm saying? If you do it on your own, like Genesis said last week, if I'm doing something on my own, then God can't do nothing. You know what I'm talking about?
True.
So let me go on over here to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 51. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Tuning in and everything like that, man. Jeremiah chapter number 51. Jeremiah 51, we're going to start at verse 19. Jeremiah 51, starting at verse 19. He says, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is their maker. He is the maker of all things. We already realize that God is the maker of all things. That's what I just said before I even started reading it. All right? And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Israel belongs to God. Everybody who follows Christ, you Israel. You belong to God. You know what I'm talking about? We only have one enemy. All right? And that's Satan. He ain't the color of now human being. You know what I'm talking about? So quit hating each other, God doing it. In Israel, the tribe of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. Here we go. Verse 20. Now see, we love. We come in love. But like we always say, like the Lord the Savior say, he said, I give you two cheeks. Somebody smack you on one, turn the other one. Right? He ain't never say, keep getting slapped. Put on the armor of God and stand. All right, verse 20. Jeremiah 51 says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. These warriors over here in God's army. We kings ordained by God, and we still warriors in God's army as well. Specialize in warfare, and that's why we precise when we strike, because we killing Babylon, the whore, and we chopping Satan's head off too. He don't want none. Mm-hmm. We rep with the one who on the cross said it was done.
Said it was done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you I will break the nations in pieces, or smash them. Smash the nation in pieces.
Smash.
Yes, sir. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. Look, they're destroying stuff, man. Smashing, breaking it in pieces. With you, I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. Mm-hmm. With you, the tanks and their riders. Okay. With you, I will break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With you, also, I will break in pieces man and woman. Now, listen, this ain't us doing it. It's saying, with you, I'm going to do this. That's what God's saying. I'm going to use you to do this. The zeal of the Lord shall perform these things.
Hey, you right quick, while you in that word, watch this.
I'm glad you just said that right there because you clarified that. But now, for the ones who just might, you know how we listening, but then in mind we might drift off and think about something and then come back and then we might miss something. Get them that again. And because we everybody know, you know, that it's God's fight and it's God's battle. But for those callers, like last week, who don't understand that they actually play a role in what God chooses to do. You know, he don't have to use you. But go ahead and break that down one more time, man, what he's actually saying, and let's give them accurate knowledge about what he's saying.
The right knowledge. Exodus, I mean, well, this is Jeremiah 51. Generation Exodus, man. We on it. Jeremiah 51, I'm going to start at verse 20 again. And this is God talking. He's saying, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. That's what God's saying about you. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you, I will break the nations in pieces. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. With you, I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. With you, I will break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With you, also, I will break in pieces man and woman. With you, I will break in pieces old and young. We come in here to snatch you out the trap, the oppression, the mindset, because the Bible says don't even trust in the oppression of the oppressor. You know what I'm talking about? So we come in here to show you who to trust, God. You know what I'm saying? It says, with you, I will break in pieces the young man and the maiden. With you, I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, church. With you, I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you, I will break in pieces governors and rulers, because Jesus is Lord of the whole earth. Yeah, ain't man, one of y'all calling. I'm talking about they got all them titles, president, politics, the governor, mayor, all this stuff. You ain't never heard now one of them call themselves Lord. Because ain't nothing but one Lord. You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't but one
Lord and
son.
Savior. That right? And his name
Feel
is Jesus the Christ. Yes, sir. Thank in verse 24, Jeremiah 51 says, and I will repay Babylon. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get Babylon. I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea. God.
I am.
So
he the one going to do that. So he going to do it through me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That got me excited, boy. So I am important.
And me. Yes, sir.
So I am somebody. That's what that Bible just told me, basically. So I am somebody.
And guess what?
I can do great things.
He says, I am involved. That right? I will repay Babylon and all its inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. I am against. I am against you, says the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? So we just
man, you don't want
back.
God against you, boy.
Yeah, he is too late. They formed their coalition against him. So what they thought? You know what I'm talking about? Because he still didn't go against them. They went against him. You see what I'm saying?
They did.
We ready for you, Genesis. John 2.
John 2. We're going to see what we going to do. Chapter, what you say, verse 13?
13 through 19, sir.
All right. John chapter 2. And it reads, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast, Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves. He saw others sitting at tables, exchanging different kinds of money. Oh, I forgot to warn y'all. This ain't the King James Version because we don't speak using that language in today's time. So I use the King James for a point of reference, but I like to study out of the English text that we use today. Yes, sir, son. You want what?
Yoga.
Okay, give me a second, okay? Let Daddy read this word right quick, all right? I'm going to get you some of this Jesus in you right fast, son.
Yeah.
Water. You can have that. Yeah, they don't know nothing about that. Yeah, I thought we told them. This ain't rehearsed. Yeah, it's real. Right here live. Back to the scriptures. Back all the way back up. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast, Jesus went to Jerusalem. Jesus himself, y'all, went to Jerusalem. All right? See, it says in the temple, he found people in the church, in other words.
Uh-oh.
The church. This is what Jesus found. You know what I mean? Everybody like to talk about the lamb or the passive side of God's son, right? And what they do is they neglect. You know what I'm saying? They neglect to give you the whole truth. Kind of like how these rap dudes, they glorify, you know, the violence and the selling of the drugs. But see, they don't amplify the punishment or the turmoil or, you know, the pain and suffering that it causes. You know what I mean? Mm. Even the people that you're selling these narcotics to. You know, they don't talk about that. So let's see. We about to see introduce y'all to a new side of Jesus. You understand? Destiny and Amari, y'all come and get this water. Let's introduce you to another side of Jesus that they don't talk about much. You understand me?
Right, they skip over this.
Hello. You're welcome. Thank you. Now, y'all going to sit back down. That's still working. All right. Now, y'all ain't going to be ready for this Jesus. See, he went in there and he saw this with himself. Now, Oasis has read to us in Exodus what God was telling us, that he done heard our cries. He done seen the pain of the people. If he seen it back then and he heard their cries then, he see it today and he hear our cries now. Jesus himself saw this in the temple, in the church, the synagogues, or whatever you want to call them. He found people selling cattle. They were selling cattle in the church, in the temple, selling cattle, selling sheep, and selling doves. He saw other people sitting at tables exchanging different kinds of money, different kinds of money. See, it wasn't just one kind of money. It was different kinds of money.
Mm-hmm.
Was exchanging.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15 says that, wait a minute, Jesus did something about it. He didn't just talk about it. He didn't say, Father, send me some help. He didn't say, God, send me an army. Jesus said, okay, this is what he did. Verse 15, Jesus made a whip out of cords. Wait a minute. Jesus made a whip out of cords, and he forced all of them, both the sheep and the cattle, to leave the temple. That's Jesus. He kicked the cattle. He kicked the livestock out of the temple. He kicked the animals out of the temple. You understand? Guess what? He didn't stop there. I think Jesus was pissed off. I'm going to be honest with you. I think they messed around and made my brother hot. Yeah, he got mad right quick. See, they don't know that Jesus had the anger side of him, too. Jesus got angry, y'all. And with that anger, he turned over the tables and scattered the money of those who were exchanging it. Verse 16 says, then he said to those who were selling pigeons and selling them birds, y'all flipping birds out here. Y'all got them chickens, huh? Then what Jesus said to them, then what he said, he said, take these things out of here. In other words, get this stuff the hell out of here. He said, don't make my father's house a place of buying and selling. Wait a minute. Don't make my father's house a place for buying and selling. Verse 17, when this happened, the followers remembered what was written in the scriptures. My strong love for your temple completely controls me. See, God's love for the temple completely controls what Jesus did. Verse 18 says, some of his people said to Jesus, show us a miracle to prove you have the right to do this that you're doing. Verse 19, Jesus answered them right quick, destroy this temple, and I'm going to build it again in 3 days. And see, they're so simple-minded. They're so simple-minded, just as we are today in society. We're so simple-minded. We want to be entertained. We want to be pacified. See, we don't want to be edified. We don't want to be built up, but we allow ourselves to be broken down by these rap clowns. And he's actually putting dresses on, talking about God told him to write plays and put a dress on, Tyler Perry. God ain't told
him
to put
a
dress on.
No, God ain't told you to put no dress on, nigga. That right.
He might have told you to write, he might have gave you a gift and a talent to write some comedy, but you standing on the stage with a dress in front of me, boy, that ain't funny. Hey,
and all he's doing is empowering women. Empowering women. You don't never empower the brothers. Go ahead, Jimmy. I just had to put that out there.
But I'm saying, and I'm mad, because my son's 6, and I got to answer these questions to him and tell him why. This man that's telling him that God told him to put a dress on, I got to explain to my son why that's not okay. It's not okay for a man. Hey, listen here, man. Let me tell you something. There will come a time, just as it has in times past, there is coming a time in times present today. And there yet will be again a time in times future. God's anger is going to be manifested through someone, somebody. And as Oasis read, it's going to be God that uses you or me or he or she.
All of us.
To crush.
Yes, sir.
Or all of us. To crush the head of governors and officers. Governments and officers. Huh? Oh, y'all got tanks? Well, God said he going to destroy the chariots and the horses.
Uh-huh. Right.
And if you need more evidence, this is Big Brother Jesus right here. Now, see, God told us in his word that we become sons. And when we become sons, we no longer servants. So if my brother, who was the firstborn of many, see, I had a problem because people don't like it when you compare yourself to Jesus. Well, I ain't going to compare myself to Jesus. Huh? I'm going to say what the word said about me in comparison to Jesus. You ain't got to take my word for it. But God said that Jesus was to be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
He was just the first one. See, he was just the first one. But just like it happened then, it's going to happen now, and it's going to happen again. Because there's some more brothers out here with that same mandate that Jesus was sent here with. See, Jesus had a contract with Father God. His contract was to go down here and do a little something for a little something time, and then God was going to bring him on back, right? Well, what if I told you that we signed that same contract? Uh-huh. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew us. He called us.
Hey, King.
And he,
King.
What up, King?
I just want you to, I want you to read 19 again and show them what Jesus said to them all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What he said in verse 19, bro? What he told them to do? So they talking about, show us a sign, then we'll believe you. But God said, believe me first, and you'll see all the guys doing signs, brother, sister.
He said, believe me first. But see, after they did all that, trying to be funny. Hey, show us a miracle to prove you have the right to do these things. In other words, they trying to say Jesus ain't had no jurisdiction. Boy, he ain't got no authority to do that. Huh? Oasis, you ain't got no authority to tear down no kingdom of evil. Big Herb, you ain't got the authority to go in these schools and want to talk to these kids. Who gave you the right to do that? Jesus, you ain't got the right to be prophesying in Jesus' name and edifying God's people and spreading love through the black community. Jesus, you ain't got the right to do that. What's the sign? What is the sign that God gave you the right to do that? Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing that Jesus said in verse 19. Destroy this temple, and I'll build it up again in 3 days.
Woo!
He said, destroy the temple. And I build it up in 3 days.
What temple he was talking about, King? What temple was he talking about?
See, he wasn't talking about the building.
Right.
You know, everybody, they preach this form of religion. They got you beautifying this building, thinking that God is going to come back to see who's sitting on the pews in the church, to see who's sitting up in the seat behind the pastor in the amen corner in the pulpit. No. See, that's the temple that man built with his hands. Yeah, that's that temple that Solomon then wanted to build for God. But see, that temple that God built, that he put his hands on, because everything else he spoke into existence with a word, but it's one thing that he put his hands on. And he cultivated and developed and created and made something that wasn't there. And he called it a man. He called it a man. So what you saying, G? I'm saying that temple is you. That temple. It's me. That temple is he, and that temple is she. We are the temple.
Mm-hmm.
The house, the Almighty God, in our heart. So that temple that's going to be destroyed and built back is going to be you. Though they say
let me
you.
Jump in now. Let me jump
you
in.
You got to get in
let
here.
Let me jump in there. Yeah, because see, I didn't even know that, bro. That's Jesus confirming this thing, because the topic of this thing is almost what Jesus told him in here, destroy this temple, and I'm going to raise it up in 3 days, because y'all can't kill us. You know why? Because God got this. He the resurrection. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, E. We got, hey, this is when hip-hop meets Christ. We'll be right back, man. We'll be right back. We'll be
right back.
Don't
back. Go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere, man. Nowhere.
Happy messages. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, love you like no other man. God gave me faith, now I'm stretching like a rubber band. Into your spirit, pressing like a hustle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah, thanks for those eternal years. Devil has a chance, yeah, now guess what turn it in. Listen, Jesus, draw the people, geek, God, and turn it here. Bobbling and wobbling the service while I'm working at. Real life shows over, you can lose the service act. Antichrist took the church, time to take the church back. There's your flight, yeah, so it's well, don't break it back. Chewing on the ribs of the word like the baby back. Like to thank Christ for his life and his amazing act. I ain't here to argue over words, I'm stating facts. And anything that you can give to God, he can pay you back.
Lord, I am yours and I'll be yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistine. Put the enemy, put him under me. Put him under me, Lord. Little kid, But it's all because of you, Lord. Nothing on what I did, how I lived. And yeah, been some mail on the way. People come in saying they friends and ain't intend to stay. How they play? They pray for Trader Fire, why they ain't low. Betrayed so many times that my back look like Django. From all these backstabbing wanna be friends. There's really demons in the skies trying to plot on my end. They got a price on my head. They say they want me dead, trying to make me live scared. Lord, but that ain't what you said. You said, no, I perform against a child with prosper. They act just trying to pollute the crowd with Oscar. But I know who I serve. They idolize with no verb. And I refuse to bow down on anything that in your words is absurd. How they try to keep me from your throne. Yet you turn every rock that they throw into my stepping stone. You know,
Lord, I am yours and I've been yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistine. Put to the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me. Put to the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me.
Yeah.
In that fire flame. Y'all scared cause that fire came. Who's that? That's that fire man. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. That's why O.E. just keep me motivated, boy.
Yes, sir.
I love, hey, I'm shout out to the enemy man up there in South Carolina.
Yes, sir. Push through the enemy. Put them under me. Put them under me, Lord. Put them under me. Push through the enemy. That's what we do. We push through the enemy.
Push through the enemy.
And the Lord going to put him under us because he already said it is finished. Now, Dennis, I ain't mean to cut you off, bro. God, it looked like you were going to say something about it. It looked like you were going to say, though he slay me. And then I jumped in there. But I think that's what you were going to say. After you say that part, bro, we got to pass the mic to Wanda because she's been waiting so patiently.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Wanda done checked in? What you been?
Yes, sir.
All right, but let me tell you something. I'm going to say that one time. Because Jesus done told us, man, that, hey, you're going to destroy the temple, but I'm going to rebuild it. See, right. It was the God that was in Jesus that rebuilt that temple, which is that same God that resides in you and I. See, I'm reminded of a part in that scripture that says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm also reminded of another scripture that says that I can do all things through me, but through Christ that strengthens me. So we got clear representation or an example of the strength that was in Christ. Now, Christ stood toe-to-toe with these folks in the temple. Like, look, man, I'm here for a reason. I'm on a mission, and I'm in here by myself, and I'm looking. I'm observing, and I'm seeing, and I'm concerned about what I see. And we're going to pass the microphone to Wanda, but all I want you to know that's listening, I don't care if you're listening from Nigeria. I don't care if you're listening from Brazil, Iceland, Germany. Shouts out to all of you overseas that take time out to listen to us over here in these states that are not united. But we're going to unite the people of God because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And here's a clear representation. Sometimes God's going to put us in an uncomfortable situation. And he's going to give us comfort in him. See, Jesus was in a position like, I'm going to quote my homie Tupac. He said, me against the world. I got nothing to lose because it's just me against the world, baby. Got me stuck in the game, but it's just me against the world, baby. See, Jesus said, it's just me against the world. He said, y'all tripping in the temple, but it's me against the world, baby. He made them whips the cord and said, get these cattle and these livestock out the temple because it's me against the world, baby. He said, look, I'm kicking these tables over,
And I'm kicking that bull, you know what, out. Because it's me against the world, baby. And when they say, who gave you the right, who gave you the authority? Show me a sign. Basically, Jesus said, I ain't got to show you no sign. I ain't showing you nothing. But I tell you what, destroy this temple. And God will rebuild it. In other words, though they slay you, though they slay me, though they persecute me with their mouth, though they oppress us with their unjust laws, and though they keep us surplus with debt and bills, I'm reminded that there's a strength on the inside of me. There's a strength on the inside of me that makes me greater than you. So what we doing? We're going to do like O'Easy said. We're going to push through who? We're going to push through the enemy. We're going to push through the enemy. We ain't going around you. We ain't ducking you. We going over you. We're going to push through the enemy. Wanda, where you at?
I'm right here listening, and I've been listening through the whole broadcast. Y'all on fire. Y'all on fire this morning. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, the enemy loses, and you, like you just said, we have the power. We have the power over the enemy, and we have the power over all these demons in these people. I was listening to Big Hurt, you just said so many wonderful things this morning. One thing you said that stood to me, and that's nothing but God, is that we're not against people. We're against the demons and the spirits in the people. And the one thing we have learned is that Satan tried to confuse you and make people look at you in one light, when God's light is what they want, what they see. And what they do is they use that demon and they confuse you. But God is with y'all when you was walking, and God is with you when you're not walking, when you at home, when you in your own space. You have to renew your mind and renew your heart and know that God don't want you to back down to the enemy, because he already gave you authority and power over the demons in the people. And the one thing about it is, like you said, we're pushing through the enemy. We don't have to bow down to the enemy. And we don't have to go downtown, and we don't have to make a riot, because we already stand out because our light shines. And yes, they had to bow down, like Oasis said. They had to be peaceful because God was there, and he was the leader of the march. He was the reason they had to move and they had to stop the traffic. He was the reason that they could not touch you, and they didn't hold y'all down with water like they did Martin Luther King, or they didn't throw tear gas like they did in St. Louis. God was in the midst. That's not my anointing to do my prophet no harm. They couldn't touch that. And that's all I'm saying. This has been awesome. I've been listening, and I was like, oh, I can't get through hitting the button. But guess what? God said, be still, because I had to hear this broadcast, and it was awesome. It was awesome because God is in the midst. And like you said, we're pushing through the enemy, and the enemy wants to kill, kill, and destroy. But he can't touch this because we got the authority and the power over him. And that's what... so mad, pisses them off, and like Dennis was just saying, me against the world, baby. God got this. We already won. We ain't against what we beat them already. We won victorious over the world. We are over. We're the rulers, and that's the kingdom.
Amen. So move now.
Amen.
Move out the way. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. We up in here, man. Y'all can't kill us. God got this.
I hear you, Wanda. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got some more scriptures, man.
Go ahead, I bet you don't got no more scriptures, man. Where they at?
Just want to make sure. Hold on, before we move, want to make sure Wanda was finished. Go ahead, Wanda. If you were you finished or you got more? Go ahead.
I was talking to Dennis because he said a lot, and, you know, and being heard said a lot, Oasis said a lot. I just was so fired up from this broadcast because the world is allowing the situation with the killings to look at, they're looking at the innocent. You're blaming the innocent people. Those people are upset because you killed their brother, okay? Mm-hmm. But you can't kill all God's people. You can't kill God's people. We survive, and we will come for you. And no, we're not coming for your body, your flesh. We're coming for that demon in you that allows you to do all things against God's people. We're not coming because you are black, white, or you are Chinese. We're not coming for that. We're coming for that demon in you. He got to go. He got to die. We kill him. We bruise him. We step on his head. We do what we got to do because God gave us that authority to do that. And the world wants you to look at it as, oh, you're angry. You're angry. Oh, God got angry. Yes, we are. But we're not angry at you. We're angry at the demon in you. So, no, we won't stand down. And we won't let that go. And we won't, and we will march, and we will do what God said to do. And we won't be afraid of the terrors by day and the evil by night. We won't be afraid of all your tricks, Satan, because you can't confuse us with it. Because our minds is right. We know who we belong to. We know that we have authority over you. We know that we're the rulers. God left us the inheritance of this earth, inheritance of this earth. He left us the rulers over this earth. He left us the kings and queens. He left us the power and the authority. And we do not bow down to the likes of the world and Satan's confusion. We see through your smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We see through your smoke, through your tear gas. We see through all of that. Her said it's a repeat. You're repeating history. But guess what? We are already up on your tricks. We know better. We know how to move that trick out the way. Right in your face. We standing right here still standing on your head because you don't win.
That right.
So,
never
yeah.
have, never will. That right.
You don't have no victory. So now, what you going to do? You going to bow down because God said you lose. And that's the end of the subject. God said you lose. You don't win. Like you say, you take evil and you put a D in front of it. That's the devil. You put good and you take that O out of it. You got God. God always win over the devil. And good always
Hallelujah.
Beat. Always.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So no tricks and no weapons and no tear gas and no abusing the confusion of people's minds is going to win against God's people.
True.
So that's right. That's
what you have to do. That's all I have to say. And I'm fired up because it's awesome. I'm fired up because God's power is all and his anointing is all in the air. And it's just fulling. It gives you a good feeling to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
If everybody take that and just know, stand up. Don't bow down. Don't hold your head down, young men. Don't be afraid to walk. Don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to speak, but speak good. Speak God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speak the right things. No, let them know. No, I'm not afraid of you because God said I am a king. I am a queen, young lady. You don't have to.
You better let them know.
That ignorance. It's playing with your mind. It's trying to confuse you. No, we are not against people. We are against the demons that confuse your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And like Big said earlier, a lot of people wake up out of things and be like, I didn't even know I was doing that. I didn't even know. It's true. People do that every day, all day, because that Satan had their mind.
Right.
And when God releases that, when God break those strongholds, when he break those chains in your mind, and you are able to grasp the knowledge that you are God's child, and you cannot be defeated, and you can't be defeated by people, places, nor things, Satan mad, because then you free. You're free.
Mm-hmm.
You are
liberation.
Free then. You know then who you are and ain't no stopping you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can't fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm.
They out here killing us. If we kill them,
you know.
Like I was saying earlier, I mean, it just going to
What
be,
are you doing?
They just going to keep retelling. It's going to go back and back. You can't fight fire with fire. The firefighters don't pull up in the fire truck filled with fire. They pull up with water. So what we got to do, they're coming up with that fire. We got to give them their water.
That's right.
Water King. Yeah.
And then we got some water for them to put that fire out and get rid of their spirit.
Yeah,
that's right.
This water don't run out, and we don't need to put it into no water faucet. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay plugged into the vine. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
The divine one.
Yeah. Stay plugged.
All right, man. Hey, look, check it out. We still got a bunch of scriptures. Juan, you ready? Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Still got a bunch of scriptures. All right. Let's see. Big Herc, you get ready. Genesis.
Yeah.
Hey, Genesis, you get Genesis. Yes, sir. Genesis, the fourth chapter. Yes, sir. Genesis chapter number four, starting at verse 7, and going to read 7 through 10. Wanda, you get Romans 14, Wanda.
Romans 14,
and we're going to start at 4, and you're going to read down through 11. I think we're skipping some, but, yeah, but just starting at 4 and stop at 11. And I think we're going to skip a few verses, but however God lead us. All right, so Romans 14, starting at verse 4.
Gotcha.
All right, right now let me go over here to Genesis, myself, the first chapter. Big Hurt, you next. 27, though.
All right.
Genesis chapter number 1, matter of fact, we're going to start at verse 26, man. Shoot, this is why God, he's sick of this. You know what I'm talking about? He destroyed the whole world with water before because it said that the hearts of men were evil, very evil. Listen to this. The hearts of men was very evil continuously before God. I'm talking, he been putting up with this. He long-suffering for our sake. And y'all want to count him like, oh, I've been hearing Jesus coming back forever. They've been saying Jesus coming back. When, fool, you're closer to it now than ever before. Because while they're saying all that, did you realize that all things were made through Jesus the Christ whom you are rejecting? Yeah, that's why we fired up. And no, we ain't being soft and coming over here and letting the devil trick us. I thought you're supposed to love. How you going to fight? Look, it's a fight of faith, partner. All right? Ain't nobody being nice to Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Jesus ain't nice to Satan, Charlie. Mm-hmm. He finished Satan. Finish him. Yes, sir. All right, Genesis 1, 26, it says, then God said, let us make man or human in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Let them have dominion over the birds of the air. Let them have dominion over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. He didn't ever say let them have dominion over each other. You got a problem. Houston, we have a problem. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 27, Genesis 1 says, so God created man, humans, in his own image. That's why God said don't kill them. Thou shalt not kill, because they made in my image. I'm trying to save you. God bless. They say God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Y'all can't kill us, man. God got this. We in his hands. But that's why he getting sick of it. He tired of it. How much you think he going to take? He long-suffering, yeah. How much more you think he going to be doing until he say enough is enough? You know what I'm talking about? Matthew 7, Big Hurt. Matthew 7.
Good for you, King.
7 and verse 3, right?
3 through 5.
All right. What do you
hey,
see?
May I please, before he start that word, hey, King, one thing that you just explained, I want to give clarification so that the listeners understand what you just broke down into simplest form for them. When you broke down God had gave them dominion over, and you specified hit the nail right on the head like a carpenter would, and you said he never said over each other. Just want to give y'all another clarification of that. The difference between dominion, God gave us dominion. He never gave us domination. The difference between dominion and domination is simply this. Dominion is selfless rule over everything that God created, okay? That's the dominion that God gave us, okay? The selfless rule over everything that God created. Domination is defined as the selfish rule over people.
Right.
So that's the contrast. We are victims right now. We are living in a society where we are victims of domination, as opposed to being heirs to dominion. And God is shifting the atmosphere. He's shifting the dominance back to dominion, which is where it's supposed to be. I just wanted to, you know, put that on in there. I be reading a lot, King, so I'm smart sometimes.
He's I'm smart. Go ahead, King. They hurt.
All right. 2:7:33. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
Uh-oh.
Or how can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out your eye, when there is a log in yours, you hypocrite?
Hmm.
First take the log out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. So,
right. All the police and all that government season, take Satan's finger out your eye. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can help us. You know what I'm talking about? Take his finger out of your eye. How you going to help us when you under his influence and he poking you in your eye? Because you don't even see what you doing. You the one killing. You know what I'm saying? How, like I said, mm-hmm. how in the world y'all going to stop crime when y'all the ones that's criminal? Go ahead, Jenny. I know you want to jump in there, Jenny.
In other words, you know what I mean? Don't diss or condemn my people for smoking ounces when you're chief, you know what I mean? Don't condemn someone to smoke when you're chief, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you doing something, strain yourself up first before you try to strain somebody else up. Don't come to clean
right.
my house and your house dirty, you know what I mean?
Right.
Clean your house first. Then we can talk about cleaning my house. We can talk about
what the song say. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. You know what I'm talking about? They still got that spirit of murdering Cain up in them, huh? But God, you know
that's
what I'm
that
talking
evil,
about?
That's that evil, bro. That's that
yeah,
evil
yeah.
in their heart. That's that
yeah,
evil.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's something to say, to be said about somebody that can hang a person right in front of their child, that can cut off
right.
a man, excuse me for being graphic, but I got to tell the truth and give y'all for real
mm-hmm.
what it was like.
Right.
And if you
You're
don't
right.
be careful, if we don't do what God called us to do, we're going to allow ourselves to be put back in that same situation because history does repeat itself. Like it's something to be said about a group of people that would cut off a man's genitalia and hang him from a tree. It's
right.
something to be said about a people that would viciously sick dogs on harmless individuals and watch the dogs devour a man. If you've never seen a man torn to pieces by an animal, that is not a sight that you can forget. You understand that? If you've
right.
never seen the body of a man or a woman or a child that's been ripped to shred or beaten, you understand me? Just like Christ, we talk about the whippings on Christ's back. What about the whippings on your ancestors' back? It ain't that far from you. Your great-grandmother probably had whips on her back. Your great-great-great-grandmothers definitely had whips on their back and fathers. So we have to know that this is real talk. And I'm glad, King Oak, like I say, man, I can't say enough. And you are definitely being spiritually led with this broadcast, King. So keep shooting.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. That's right. Hitting them with these missiles, bro. We got to be precise when we strike because I ain't hitting people. But Satan is in my target. He's my target. Bow! And I'm going to hit him.
And if he got
precise.
You in my business, then I got to hit him.
That's right. That's right.
What
I'm talking about. All right, let's go. Matthew 10. Let's go, man. We're still in Matthew right now.
Put that in the trash.
I got more scriptures for you, Big Hurt. Hold on, I got you. Matthew 10, verse 21. It says, now brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to death. And I'm talking about y'all see all this going on. And the reason I chose brother is because, you know, Esau and Jacob were brothers. Not only that, cuz, I'm talking you could Google Esau, you can Google Jacob. They were brothers. Right, they black and white. But Nelson Mandela were fighting for. But they in the womb fighting. You know what I'm saying? They in the womb fighting. You know what I'm saying? So brother delivering up brother to death. You know what I'm saying? But God. That's what we got to remember. But God. Now, see, they was in the womb fighting. They not only brothers, but they twins, though. That's the point. They weren't even just brothers. They twins. Born on the same day. Same age. You know what I'm talking about? But they still ain't got over it yet, all right? So Matthew 10, we still in Matthew 10. Let's go back to verse 19. I had to point that part out first. Verse 19 in Matthew 10 says, but when they deliver you up, do not worry. We went out there worried the other day about nothing. Do not worry about how or what you should speak. Big hurt when they put you in court, man. Don't be worrying about what you're going to speak. You know what I'm saying? How? For it will be given you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. They can't stand him. You know what I'm talking about? They can't stand him in you. They want everybody here looking like Satan. But the devil is the liar and the already defeated foe. The foe, already defeated foe. Now, brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. You know that little girl wanted to sue her parents last year or something? Anyway, let's go. Verse
not
number.
Just that, King, how about all these wives that go
ahead
to the courthouse and sit the court on their husband? Ain't that family?
Yep.
How about the ones
yeah
that lie? How about the child support system? How you going to have a man arrested because not because he's not paying child support, but because he can't pay it, and then you have him arrested and he can't pay nothing, and we still think that that's justice? Oh, man.
Right.
Go on, King.
Here go the answer, though, King. Here go the answer. Here go the answer, though. Why this? And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's why.
Say that again.
Huh. You're going to be hated by all for my name's sake.
Is that why they
doing
me like that?
You would be
like
my all
like that?
Jesus' name's sake. Yeah. You got the testimony
wow
of the Christ,
so it
boy
ain't even my fault.
It ain't even my fault.
So I should count it joy. I should be happy.
Yes, sir. Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
Then
nice
I get to
sir
go
through
this.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, they thought
yes,
I was
sir
talking about somebody else's struggle. Oh, they ain't know I was talking about my own struggle. Oh, this transparent. Mm-hmm. So I should be joyous. And not only myself, but everybody else that's listening, that's going through a certain situation where their own family or friends have turned on him, we shouldn't even be surprised because God done read it, wrote it in his word, and all we had to do the whole time was read this here word, King. That's what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You will be hated
that,
by
sir
all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end
okay
will be saved. You got to endure. E-N-D.
Okay.
Endure. That's the first
okay
thing.
Now, what that
right
means?
Endure.
Tell me what that means. What does that mean?
Endure,
endure
means
I don't
to
know
keep
what
going,
that means
man. Keep going.
Keep going.
Don't give up.
But
don't
tired,
ever
bro
give up. You should
I'm
never
tired
give
bro
up. You should never give
no
up
money, bro.
You should never give up. You
I can't
should never
pay no
give
bills,
up
bro.
Never
they took my kids,
give
bro
up. Never
they took the
give
house, bro
up.
They
never
took the
give up. Yes, sir.
They say my folks in the hospital sick. It might not come out. Never give up.
Never
he got
up
that. Wow,
got
that's
hold
what
on, y'all. We got another phone call, man. We got another phone call
who's
from 336. Phone call from 336. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. You're on live.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
All right, man. All praises to the Most High. I'm just enjoying the conversation, man.
Who, man? Who that is checking in with us, man?
Yeah, this is Muhammad.
What's your name, bro?
From North Carolina, Muhammad.
Okay, Muhammad, man. Welcome to the broadcast,
okay,
man.
Please,
glad
King
you tuned in. Yeah, you
right
can say what's on your mind, cuz.
Yeah, but I just say that I don't care if we in North Carolina or we in Louisiana or St. Louis or West Coast or East Coast. Man, today, man, we're in a great day, brother. We're in a great day. So,
that's right.
Man, I'm just excited to listen to y'all, God's spirit being manifested and hearing how the word that was in the beginning, that was with God and was God, is coming alive in y'all today. So,
hallelujah.
Like I said, I'm just excited, man, to know that Revelation is coming to you guys and it's coming your way. And when it's all over with said and done, brother, as you continue to keep on searching through the scriptures, you'll come to find out that Christ came to make those who are from his bloodline and from just all of us, just the whole human race. Christ
mm-hmm
came to make us Christ. The butterfly came to make us the butterfly. So
mm-hmm
that's one of the most greatest things, man, just to know about this whole thing is that though some of us right now we're still in our cocoons and we're becoming
right
manifested and metamorphosed, But the end result of it all would be is that just as he is, so are you. And that's why I came, my brother, just to know that I'm among other sons of God in my day.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, amen. Sir. Man, appreciate the love,
you,
man. The encouragement and everything, man. Yeah, we appreciate that, Muhammad, man.
Yeah, y'all are kings. Everything, just at it this way. Christ is the mirror into your life. So just think about what I'm saying. You hear just about in America, all Christians say, I got Christ in me. Christ is in me. Christ in me. And that's okay. But when you have the reality that Christ is in you, man, it ain't but one life walking this earth today, and that's the life of God in you. And I'm telling you, that's what they really want to keep you from, the God that is in you. And he that is in you is greater than anything that's in this world and anything that will ever come into this world. He is the one that is in you. And when you become one with that God and one with that spirit, it's just only one spirit, one Lord, one God walking this earth.
Hallelujah.
And that's why this thing is an individual journey, and that's why we all will finally come into our rightful place and into our rightful rank when it comes to being sons of God.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Man, hey, bro, you like an angel, bro. I mean, you say about the anointing on us, and the anointing on you, you know what I'm saying, it's stirring us up even more, bro. So that one, I'm glad you called in, bro. And I'm going to leave your mic on. I don't know if you got something to do with whatever. I'm going to leave your mic on. It's on you if you want to, you know, stay over here and chime in or what have you. But I'm glad you called the broadcast, bro. I mean, we enjoying you, and you're encouraging us, bro, for real.
Let's Genesis, Muhammad. Let me say something to you, King. And I was just saying the same thing, man, to my compadre right here seated at the table with me, man. Oasis just hit the nail on the head again like a carpenter, man. Like it's something to be said when out of the blue, God sent a messenger and gives a message to the messenger. That's inspiring. Inspiring, and it's motivating, and it's confirming, because his word shall be confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Just as you said, we all God's people, and it's to him that in us that enables us to do exactly what we shall do, which is erect the kingdom and put God's people back in their rightful position, because the whole world, Muhammad, is waiting for the revealing of the true sons of God. And the whole world is waiting with birth pains. It hurts because they've been waiting for us.
Yeah.
So we thank you for being obedient to Father God and joining the battle to let us know that we are not alone, and God's kings are being resurrected all over the place. Hey, we ain't know this, man. Listen, y'all. This is when hip-hop meets the fight, man. This man is called in to confirm the kingship. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Speak on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. For sure.
That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that. The secret to life and the mystery of life is Christ is in you. And they're so afraid that they know that this one is coming to people. And they're so afraid that they know that the people is us. I'm telling you, brother, in one of the greatest days of all days, when brothers come, why do you think he said when brothers? When brothers come back together in unity, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
Because he was a soul brother, a brother with soul, and not just that though, but he was the king of kings. I am one of those. You are one of those, and he's the Lord of lords, and you are one of those, and he is one of those, and he is the God of gods, and you are one of those.
Man.
I'm telling you, my brother, when the truth comes to us and we walk in the revelation of Christ and God in us, we don't need no other man to come and tell us what God is and who God is and what he shall be and what he shall not be. Because we have him in us. That's the most powerful thing that a man who knows the truth and don't want you to have it, that's one of the most powerful truths that he knows, is that there's a God that is in you. And when you make contact with him that is in you and no longer have a do, because think about what I'm saying. There's a lot of Christians in America and all over the earth. And some of us are babes. Some of us done got out of the elementary teachings of it, and now some of us are beginning to walk in the fullness of all that he is. And this is a beautiful thing, man. This is a beautiful thing. But still, for the most part, though,
There's a thousand and a lot of people in America who say, Christ in me. I got Christ in me. Christ in me. I know Christ is in me. And they have that knowledge. They have that knowledge. But the duality that the double mind comes in is when you tell yourself Christ is in you, and then you tell yourself, but Christ ain't come yet. There's only one Christ, and Paul spoke the mystery of that Christ in you. Everything Paul talked about was pointing to that which is in you. Think about what David said. Think about what David said. David said, the Lord said to my Lord, God said to my God, your enemy, your footstool. You see what I'm saying? And David, it says in the Bible, David was talking about that Christ then. How did he know?
Right.
See, he knew that was Christ in him. I'm telling you, man, that which is in us, one day there came a day that he that was in us, God gave him his own body on the earth, and we crucified it.
Crucified.
Everything that is in us. Man, when you get serious with this thing, and you think about what I'm saying, how many times have something in you ever told you to do something, and you said, dang, something told me not to do that?
Right.
Yep.
Right. How many times now? Because I've asked this question throughout the whole, just about 50 states in America, to a million people, and every one of them give me the same answer. We all have heard something in us tell us to do something, and we say, dang, something told me not to do that. Or if something told us to do something, the first thing we'll say is, now, dang, now, something told me to do that. It was him all the time. It was him in us all that time that we didn't come to know. Because I'm going to tell you why we didn't come to know that. Who the hell would ever teach you that put you into slavery and oppression? That's one of the most sacred things that they can lock up from you, is that which is in you, so you can keep your eyes on them.
Right.
Not no more.
Preach.
Not no more. Not no more. Israel is returning back to the God that is in them.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. We are those sons of God, man. We are those sons of God. And don't be afraid. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
And don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
I'm going to tell you something about this whole life that I'm living, and it's coming down to an end. And, man, I'm witnessing that God don't want us to be nothing but Christ in the earth.
That's right.
That's right.
Think about what I'm saying. If God wanted me to be a dog, he would have made me out of a dog. He would have created me out of the seed of a dog. If he wanted me to be a cow, he would have made me out of a cow and out of the seed of a cow. Out of the image of a cow, I would have came forth as a cow. He made me out of him. He made me out of him.
Thank you.
You are something that the angels got to bow down to, my brother.
Real.
Power.
Real.
You are the sons of God. When the angels walk by you in heaven, they know that you are the sons of God. And they are those whom are called faithful and true. They are those whom are called Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, my brother, I love you guys so much, man. I'm telling you, I'm happy to be in your team. I am so happy to be in your time, because it's now the dawn from the shine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I see that word in the name of the Father.
The main thing that Muhammad kept saying is, God is in you. He already in you, man. You know what I'm talking about? So that's why we come up here every Saturday to stir up the gift that's in you. You got to realize God is in you, man. You know what I'm talking about? Well, like Kanye, when he had his mind, he said they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. If they make you hate yourself, you can't never love the God that created you, because he's in you. And when we came
over here,
we didn't have nothing but God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Yeah, so we come in to stir up the gift, man. Yeah, this is when hip-hop meet the cry. Hey, we coming right back. Everybody hold a line. We go come right back. Let's encourage everybody.
Take the time now to thank him just for breathing. Praise his holy name, not just only when we need him. In these last days, he's the one that I believe in. Push me out of bad place when we do a rough bat. Show me who and where I really need to have my trust at. Anytime I'm doubting, ain't no doubt that he gon' crush that. On my list of needs, best believe that he's my must have. Pray he keep me tough tight underneath his wingspan. When I'm on that road, that'll keep him as my wingman. Showing me the right route, so I don't fall back. I know he got his shield up, tell me what you call that. Kiss no real on the real, cause I'm for real B. I'm trying to reach the north, and I'm hoping that they feel me. Heaven is that place we can live and also feel free. Don't know if you gon' be there, but I'm praying that I will be. Take a seat for a sec, please listen up. The Almighty got a plan, way bigger stuff than wasting life in the back of a prison truck. We at a time where it ain't much time left. Got these kids in the streets taking blind steps, and every day they go astray, they use their minds less. Can't find their way home, but somehow seem to find death. Take a stand, I'm a real man to man up, cause we all make mistakes, that's what man does. Let's teach them how to pray and set some standards, so they can know the truth of man come to ambush. If we don't get them, then they victims in a loomy life. Had their eyes mesmerized like it's movie night. Jesus Christ changed lives, gotta let them know. Can't give up on them now, don't let them go. Cause I know that
gonna be alright, King.
Yeah. Cause he coming back and he here. See, that's how amazing
Christ
really is.
He up on you today.
Right. That's how amazing he is, man. He do what he wanna do. He already here now in us. And then it's gonna be a time when he coming back to get us. And I'm talking about when he come back the first time, he ain't even getting his spirit. He not even touching the earth. He gonna be on the cloud, then we going up. And then we coming back after that to really crush Satan pumped
me
for real.
Hey, King Muhammad put us up on some real game. You know my acronym for game is God's Anointing Moving Everybody. So one more time, much love, man, to King Muhammad, man, for showing love on Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man, from King Genesis, King O, King Big Hurt, and Queen Wanda on the line, man. You know God's kingdom being erected, man. We got Ralph in the building, Miss Renee in here. DJ Chris Cream checking in. This is
what up?
And we live, man. This is what it is. Got Junior in here. That's my son. Yeah, he too.
Yeah,
he in here ushering the kingdom too.
Amen.
Cream, holla at the people, King. We live. DJ Krispy Kreme, he made that track Out the Window that Oki playing over and over in your ear hole. And yeah, that's Genesis rapping, in case you didn't know, though. Hold on.
What's good, man? It's DJ Krispy Kreme. I'm actually waiting for the King Oasis book to come out, man. We started working on that project. It's actually turning out to be a really nice project. That's what I'm waiting on.
I'm waiting on the book.
The
hip-hop
track, DJ Chris
McCream.
That was up, man.
Appreciate
the love, man. Oh, they didn't even know. Oh, we sorry. Oh, they didn't tell them. They didn't even know.
What? What I do?
About the book.
What I do now, man? I ain't nothing about this. I'm
only you.
About
the book.
No. And I ain't going to tell
them. About
you
the book
tell
them. You got coming out.
You tell them. You tell them.
We just told him.
Oh, okay, good. It's called Look to Me. It's called Look to Me. Look to Me. Look to God. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. Look to Me is the next book that's coming. Yeah, for sure. That's what it is. Hey, can we move on now? Y'all good? Everybody good? Heart, fire, clear?
Oh, yeah.
We still got
Let's do it.
on deck. And we're going to go however long God, you know, lead us, man. You know what I'm saying? But we got to get this, these scriptures, man. So that, you know, all this is based off of the word, and we need the word, man. Christ is the word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Love God. Christ is the word of God, and God made us in his image. But I like how Muhammad came and broke that thing down, for us, man. If you wanted me to be a cow, you'd be
the
image
too.
Of a cow from the seed of a cow. Now, you know what I'm saying?
One chase a thousand.
Yeah, so, but he made us.
Sent 10,000.
Right.
That's
he,
right.
He, God made us in his image and put his seed in us. That's why he made it, because y'all keep killing his image. We make all humans made in his image, man. You know
yeah.
what I'm talking
that's
about?
Right.
Just for the police. It's for the niggas on the street to kill a nigga. Or for the white
yeah.
ones that hanging. You know what I'm talking about? It's for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? God created every one of us, man. So we all have to give account to God. Whether you get away with it on this earth or not. Guess what? You got the answer to God, our Father. You know what I'm talking about? And that's real. Let's go back over here to Matthew 10, man. I'm going to pick up that 22 again. And it says, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he or she who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you, when they persecute you, Genesis, when they persecute you in this city, flee to another one.
Uh-huh.
For surely I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. So we still got work to do. All that walking we did, we still got to go through the cities before Christ comes, all right? It says a disciple is
mm-hmm.
not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they have called the master, yeah, who's the master? Jesus. Who's the master?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yeah, mm-hmm. not no show enough, but show enough. Who's the master? Show enough Jesus. How about that one?
Show enough. God is.
Show enough Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. So if they call the master of the house Beelzebub or the devil, if they call Jesus the devil, how much more would they call those of his household? They call your Lord and Savior the devil, shouted. What you think they gonna call you? Oh, he ain't cheesy. He's still doing this. He ain't. He's still doing that. Oh, that's the devil. What? Sound like my Lord and Savior to me. So I'm going to keep on focusing on him and keep on going. It says, therefore, do not fear them. Yeah, I had to pause right quick. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered. All them secret societies, right here. Do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed. And there ain't nothing hidden that will not be known. That's right. Got him, cuz. Yes, sir.
It ain't no high.
Whatever I
mean.
Tell you. Right. Shine a light on them demons, man. And do not fear them. There is nothing covered. There ain't nothing in secret that ain't going to be revealed. There ain't nothing hidden that's not going to be known. I'm like, they like, how in the world they know what we doing? That's because God was there in the corner of, you know what I'm saying, at the table with y'all when y'all having the meeting, plotting and planning to get the people. Come on, man.
That's right.
God don't leave us hopeless. That's right. He don't leave us hopeless. I'm glad he
yes,
was down here hopeless, man.
Like you said, I knew the son, S-O-N or S-U-N. You did.
Uh-huh.
I said, like you be saying, man, ain't nothing new under the sun. S-O-N and S-U-N.
That's right. That's right. It say, whatever I tell you in the dark, that's what you're going to speak in the light. This is Jesus talking to you. Whatever I tell you in secret, speak, because I don't want it, you know what I'm saying, just to be secretive. Whatever
right.
I tell
Everybody
you in the dark,
know.
Right, speak it in the light. And what you hear in the ear, get on the housetop and preach that.
Woo, woo.
It's a big old house. I can't get up. Well, anyway, preach that on the housetop, though, whatever you hear. And it said, here go again. Second time he's saying this. And do not fear. Y'all ready for this? Do not fear
mm-hmm.
those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Uh-oh. Let me see. Is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
You kill me, but your spirit will live on. You
did. Right. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. But rather, that's why none of your weapons work against us, because our soul going to keep living. But rather fear
that's
him
right.
rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Right.
Yeah, the God Amen. Almighty. That's who you need to fear. Not no government. I mean, come on, man. Y'all done did so much stuff. Y'all done abused the race so much. This is like, okay, what else can you do, man? You know what I'm talking about? You can't do nothing else. We done been through all of it. Because Satan old. He ain't got nothing but old tricks. You know what
That's
I'm talking
right.
about? Old tricks. Yeah.
And we see right before.
Hitting with these missiles, uh-huh. man. We hitting with these missiles. Shooting, man, hey, leaning out the window. Hanging out the window, hitting with these missiles. What's up, King? I hear you.
I'm going to have to check out right quick, man.
It's all gravy.
Yeah, so I'm going to sign out. I got to go and pick up something right quick.
Yes, sir.
For my
it's
little girl,
gravy, man.
Turning five. She don't know.
Yeah.
I ain't saying it aloud. She don't even know yet.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you tuning in, old King. It's all great.
You know what it is, King. We gonna hold it up, man. Much love to
hold
you, Wanda.
Up.
Much love to you, Big Hurt King, Skinny all Man.
Right,
you know
King.
What it is. I got plenty of love, yeah, man. All right, man.
Hold it up, okay.
Hold up.
Hey.
Tell me you ain't just yes, sir. I just play. Go ahead. All right. All right. For sure. Yes, sir. All right. And do not fear them, though. That's the emphasis. Do not fear. Human. You know what I'm talking about? Do not fear Satan either. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Yeah.
Devil?
Listen to the heart of a born-again rebel. Yeah. Uh-huh. Rebel with a cause. Let's go to verse 32. Verse 32 through 34. It says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, whoever confesses Jesus before humans, that person will also be confessed before my Father who is in heaven. You know what I'm talking about? It says, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Uh-huh. Y'all been looking at Jesus wrong, ain't you? Better get in his word and see what he's saying. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 39 says, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. You know what I'm talking about? Please, God, with your life. Big Hurt, did I tell you to get 2 Corinthians?
No, you ain't never get it to me.
No, I ain't never get you nothing. Oh, man, Skinny, man. My bad, man. Get this one in. You get the scripture that Genesis had. Yes.
All right, which one? Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me go back to it. All right, which one?
What's up, Wanda?
I'm checking out, but I want to say something right. before I check out.
Go ahead.
I want to say this. Today has been the revealing of Jesus. Muhammad called in, and he said some things that hit the head on the nail. The Jesus is in you. God is in you. He's here on this earth, and we are not to be afraid of man. We are not to be afraid of the principalities of evil, because we've already been equipped with the weapons to fight against that, to win. We've already been equipped with the power. We are not made of nothing but God. God created us in his own image and in his own liking. So we don't have to be afraid. We to act on what we have in us. Not just say that Jesus is in you. Act on it. Not be afraid. Because if
You're
Jesus
right.
is in you, who are you to fear? If you got You're God, right. who are you fearing? You can't fear no man if you got God. So
right.
that's
you
all
sure
I have
be
to
scared
say.
Of Satan if you got
that's
God.
That's right. You got God, you ain't fearing Satan. Like you always say, Satan work for God. Because when he tell him to stop, he got to stop.
Right.
It's no way that you can lose. So if you have that power within yourself and you know that you have God in you, it's God in me. I'm not afraid of man. I'm not afraid of the principalities of evil. I'm not afraid of the demons in the man. And I'm not afraid of what the government or the people or the demons in the people use to confuse people's mind, because I see through the smoke. Because I got
right.
God in me. Amen.
That's right.
And I'm out. And I love y'all.
Amen.
We love you too.
That's what I'm talking about. For sure. Appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is one of my Mr. Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, everybody done tuned in and everything. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? All right, Big Herb, you ready for the scriptures? Man, I'm going to give them to you, cuz.
What is it?
We're going to go to Genesis 4.
All
right. And starting at verse 7, but hold on. Hold on right quick. Starting at verse 7 through 10, but hold on. Let me look at 2 Corinthians.
Right, go ahead.
First chapter. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." You know what I'm talking about? This is how we are still able to live victoriously in this world and despite trouble or despite iniquity or wickedness, because the God of all comfort is with us. All right, King Big Hurt, we ready for Genesis chapter number 4. All
right, give me 1 second. One. Okay.
Two.
I give me like three.
Three. Four. Five. Right, okay, go ahead.
All right, you said Genesis 4 and 7.
Genesis chapter number 4, starting at verse 7.
All right. "If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door. It's the desire for you, but you must rule over
it." Go all the way to verse 10.
All right. "Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. When they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel?' He said, 'I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?' Then the Lord said, 'What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground, and now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened up his mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.'"
Wow. Wow.
You say go to, what?
Man, you keep reading. Go to verse, let me see.
Yeah.
Let's go to verse 12. Stop at 12 then, bro.
All right, cool. Good. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.
Wow.
Cain, Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear."
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying, man. God talked to him before he killed his brother, and he went and killed his brother anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to act like the Lord didn't see it. "I don't know where he is." Come on, man. How you going to lie to God, shawty? I don't know where he is. He see everything. You know what I'm saying? Then he said, okay, your brother's voice crying out from me. And then another thing that he did is punish Cain. You see what I'm saying? See, God is real, man. He is real. Another thing he did was punish Cain for killing his brother. You know what I'm talking about?
Because
in verse 7, you just read in verse 7, if you do well, will it not be accepted? We doing well according to God. So are you hating me because I'm pleasing God? You know what I mean? Is that why you hate?
Don't hate me because you ain't me. Mm-hmm.
Right. Hating me because you ain't me. You know what I'm talking about? Hell, man. Anyway, I think we're going to have to do another part, King. Because I still got a whole bunch. I still have a whole lot of script. So I think we're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, kind of cut this off. I guess we'll read one more verse or what have you, and then we're going to stop, and then we'll pick back up next Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? We just call it God Got This. You know what I'm talking about? God got this. All right?
Cool.
Romans chapter number 14, we're going to end with this. Romans chapter number 14, a few verses out of here. And again, we highlight verses on before you on Saturday, so we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to read that during the week. Feast on that. You know what I'm talking about? For real. You're going to feed your body every day, so feed your spirit every day. How about that? If you eat three times a day, hey. You might need to eat three times a day with this spirit then.
Yeah, feed your spirit the same amount as you feed your body. Because really,
right.
It's with you. You can survive longer by feeding your spirit than feeding your body.
That's right.
Because feeding your spirit is healthier than feeding your body. That's how people fast.
Right.
they don't eat nothing for a week. You know what I mean? But they feed their spirit, and that's how they go. You try not eating something for a week without feeding your spirit. See how you feel. Tell me about it.
Like,
you know?
For sure, man. That's real. Real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then we eating these 3 meals or 4 meals, however many, 1 meal, however many meals a day you eating to feeding your body. And, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Your body is passing away daily. That's vain. Your spirit is what lasts mm-hmm. forever. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. Right. Romans 14. You're made in the image of God. Better remember that. Romans chapter number 14. We're going to start with verse 4. It says, who are you to judge another servant? Mm-hmm. They go for this satanic government. Yeah. Who are you to judge another one's servant? To his own master, he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Uh-oh. I need to put mm-hmm. it out the window on that one. I'm going to read that again. Oh, I like that right there. What's up? Mike, check. Yes, sir. Bring it back. Bring it back. DJ Screecher Scratch.
Hold up.
Romans 14.
Bring that back, DJ. Bring that back.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Romans 14 and 4 says, who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand. See, we realize that you are not our masters.
Exactly.
God is our master. You know what I'm talking about? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand. He will be made to stand. One more time. He will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. Well, I like that. He will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. See, we ain't fighting by ourselves. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
We ain't fighting flesh and blood. But God is fighting through us.
Yeah.
Yay. All right, let me go to verse 7. Go ahead, King. Speak on it.
I was saying we are his chess piece. And it's like we got an advantage because, you know what I mean, he got a whole bunch of kings, queens, and bishops, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? We his chess piece. And in order to win in chess, you got to beat the king. And, you know what I mean, it's been plenty of times that what the devil have grabbed some of our kings, you dig? But
mm-hmm.
a God, he got more than one. You know what I mean?
That's right.
He got more.
Yeah, God do what he want to do. Right. He the only one that do what he want to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the king can go well. So any direction, whatever. Queen, you ain't no course. And we dark chest. And while we got the chest up on the side.
We them kings move all over the board. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
God move us all over the world. You know what I'm talking about? Impact the world, man. All right. We're going to read verses 7 through 11, then we're going to be finished, man. We're going to let y'all go. Romans 14, verse 7 says, for none of us lives to himself. Ain't none of us living to himself. And no one dies to himself.
Mm-hmm.
For if we live, we live to the Lord. Wait, I got to scratch the record. I got to scratch it. Sorry.
Hold on.
Scratch.
Right. All the way, right.
All right. Romans 14:8 says, for if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
It's for the Lord. Uh-huh.
Yay. That's what I'm talking about. Hold on. Verse number 9 says, for to this end, Christ died and
mm-hmm.
rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Ooh. Y'all didn't know that? Yeah, he Lord over darkness and the light. Yeah, that means he's the devil's Lord, too. The devil got to bow down to Jesus, shout it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he the Lord of both the dead and the living. Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the rich and the living. Verse 10 says, but why do you judge your brother? Told you, Cain and Abel, Jacob and Esau. Why are you judging your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? That's court. That's that court language. Why do you show contempt for your brother, your twin brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, all of us. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, as he lives, and he ain't never dying. You know what I'm talking about? He lived forever. You are listening to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much
and
love
we,
to all those that's listening. Go ahead, King. Speak on it.
And I was just going to say, if we don't die, we multiply.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Because if Hank try to kill us, God don't do nothing but heal us. And we're coming back for your spirit. Mm-hmm. You did.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. So, yeah. Y'all can't kill us. God got this. And we'll be back next Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you, King Big Hurt. You know what I'm talking about? Much love to you. Before we dip, man, you know what I'm talking about? Let me go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for letting us come before you again, before your people again. Father, we pray that you will water the seed that has been planted today and let it produce a great harvest in your kingdom. Continue to use us, continue to lead us and guide us, continue to protect us and continue to encourage us and let us encourage ourselves in you, Father, if we can't find any encouragement anywhere else. Let your will continue to be done, Father. Thank you for your mercy again. Thank you for your grace again. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you most of all for your love. Continue to protect us, Father. Continue to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, and I pray. And I thank you. Amen. We'll be back next Saturday, man.
Amen.
7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Deuces. This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.